So I'm Rabbi Nachshon Suritzky, and I am the rabbi, founding rabbi of Reform Judaism in Atlantic Canada. Reform Judaism is the oldest and largest denomination of Judaism in North America, but the youngest in Atlantic Canada.
My name is Hubert Dendrock. I'm the principal minister here at St. John's. And we are here at St. John's and in the North End, where we just moved here about a year ago. And it's in the former Dean's Flower Shop. People know exactly where that is. We feel this is one way of introducing ourselves to the wider community, including other faith communities. So we said, why don't host it here? Because we have this lovely backyard. We have this nice, spacious sanctuary. So that is kind of a natural. And I knew that they were looking for a place to do this, and I think this feels like a good place to do it. Also because it's a storefront, it's very accessible. It's not a church that is all walled in. This is very open, and we have big glass windows. People can see what's happening inside. And everybody agreed it feels like a good place to do. Love is not restrictive, shouldn't be. It should accept others for who and what they are, and that's. And unfortunately, the impression that you get when you watch TV or drama, whatever, it's religion usually comes across as restrictive, as Bible thumpers, as bigoted, and that's only a small fraction of what I believe faith communities have to offer. There is a very different world out there, and we hope to show that in a way that we want to make a really public statement saying that faith is what unites us. Love is what unites us on a really radical level. This is about radicality, a radical inclusiveness. And it's sometimes it's risky, and sometimes you get hated for it. Yeah, that's part of the deal.
I'm going to be helping to organize it, but it's really with everyone. So the structure of the service is an interfaith Shabbat service, which happens every Friday night. It's part of the Sabbath service. And it's just a structure that is talks about kindling light, welcoming community, embracing rest, and giving space for gratitude. And so that is sort of to the extent that Judaism in general has served as a foundation for some of the world's faith traditions, that is sort of the rooting of the community experience. But we're being intentional to try to be as inclusive, as low threshold as possible. Really what we want to be doing is breaking down walls and welcoming everyone in.
Why did you feel that it was important to involve, you know, this particular sect of Judaism?
I am a second generation Holocaust survivor. So my father was hidden in the war. My grandfather was murdered in Auschwitz. And when I decided that I wanted to become a rabbi and serve the world, do everything I can to fight against hatred and bigotry, what I wanted to do was bring more love into the world. And I wanted to really work to liberate organized religion that has been for way too long weaponized. And one of the goals of having this interfaith service is that so many people have experienced religion as a weapon and have not felt safe to experience their faith identity at the same time as their gender and sexuality journey. And I wanted to really work to liberate organized religion that has been for way too long weaponized. And Reform Judaism has historically been, across the world, one of the driving forces for social justice advocacy. It has been a huge voice in advocacy on multiple social justice issues across Turtle Island, including right now the ways in which the transgender, intersex, and non-binary community and the queer community more broadly is being targeted. And so since I myself identify as transgender and non-binary, I am very committed to ensuring that level of inclusion. We have in our sacred text from 2,000 years ago an understanding that there are 8 genders. So the notion of 2 genders, this binary construct, is not a Jewish idea. It is something that is part of colonial beliefs, and I am working to liberate Judaism, ancient Jewish texts of the Talmud and others speak to the ways in which actually there's a much broader understanding of how God created us. And that's one of the understandings of why there are two versions of creation in the Bible. The first was an individual that was intersex. The second version is two cisgendered people. This notion of gender diversity is actually one of the traditional rabbinic ways of understanding the story of Abraham and Sarah, for example. Why did they have difficulty having a child? Because both of them were identifying with a gender that was different than the one that we now attribute to them. So they are considered tumtum, which is one of the Jewish terms that is speaking to gender diverse individuals. And that was why they were so surprised when they were told they were going to have a child, because biologically they didn't see that as being possible. But they are considered the first Jews who were told to leave in Genesis their family of origin, their house, and go off in search for a place where they could create their own home, their own family, their own community, and the community that they created was one where the bonds of love, not biology, were what governed it. That is at the core of what I understand Judaism to be about.
What do you hope people take away from coming, but also just seeing this happen?
There's what I hope, and there's the reality. We've been around for a long time, for many centuries. We have this treasure trove of things we can offer. We can offer a place, a safe place, whether you identify as queer, whether you're a single mom, whether you're a teenager, whether you're struggling with your sexual identity, whether you're poor, whether you're well off. We offer a place where you can be yourself and you can feel safe and accepted. I think that's the main thing.
I have multiple hopes as a rabbi and as someone who identifies as transgender, and that is that people will be inspired to learn more about the things that they thought they knew and to question their assumptions. Because probably many of the people listening to this story don't know that there are transgender rabbis, but there actually are many, because as I mentioned earlier, Judaism believes there are 8 genders, not 2. And that is part of the many ways in which people might want to reconsider what they thought they knew about other religious traditions or about people who are different than them. And if our faith experience and our service can inspire more people to question their assumptions and work towards expanding their understanding of how God created us, then our world will hopefully be a better place.